American media is a business, and it has a mission. Not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day! It's Sean Kennedy reporting from the Internet for Monday, April the 19th, 2010. It's at the future, and you're listening to Newsreel, the WOG Global Sit-Rep on Core Political Tyranny, Technology, and Trends for your headspace and timing. Riot Media is taking a stand for free speech today, and just by listening and distributing this program, you are too. You can follow up on all these news stories, and you can check my facts. Check them! You run over there, a little marker, and just check them right in the head. Check! Bang! You're down. You're checked, dude. And by going to my live journal to check that. And you can get there by going to sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. This would be a free broadcast that can be heard on Rant Radio Talk, Red Mercury SRN1, Wild Bunch Radio, KJAG Radio, Osprey Networks, Creek Radio, iTunes, Podcast.com, Podcast Alley, and every Thursday night, unless it's locally like now where it's Friday, we broadcast at Second Life Node Archers, Grid 1557466. But we're not doing that tonight. We're actually on a different grid. I don't really know where the hell we are, but there's six of other people here with us, or maybe more, where we've got Agent Dak, Echelon Sands, Lachlan Dark Matter, Morps Sky Tower, Phoenix Wells, who's an amazing writer. If you do a... what's the name of your book, Phoenix? I want to plug your book, because it is a good book. And Sajin Nightfire, and of course, the beautiful and talented Tatcraft, who built the other site that we're not at right now.
It's still under construction.
I think it was pretty much finished. I think there was some kind of like crazy compromise
it's looking good.
Yeah, it looks awesome. Stellar. It looks amazing.
We had one show in there, I think.
And then
we had voice problems.
And then we had voice problems because, you know, somebody's attacking. Sometimes we get attacked.
So now we're in somebody's backyard.
Which is good. You know, we can't even afford a place to go in virtual reality. We always have to like piggyback on everyone else. Yeah. It really sucks. Phoenix, you still haven't told me the name of your book. Dude.
Come on.
You're killing me here. Trying to give you a free plug, babe. Come on.
I noticed you read out the full names this week.
I did because there was less people.
That's right.
There's less people, so it sounds a little better. So it doesn't sound like I suck quite so bad.
Well, it's a Friday. Well, we had problems yesterday. Oh. Well, I didn't have problems. You had problems. We didn't have problems.
I didn't ask if your book was in print, Phoenix Wells. I wanted to know what the title of it was. Jeez.
So they could look for it and not find it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Well, you know, Torn. That's what it's called. It's called Torn.
T-O-R-N.
T-O-R-N.
It's hard to see.
No, it is, in fact, Torn.
T-O-R-N.
It's either Torn or Tom. Or Tom Torn, it's a sad tale about a small man who
Tom's been torn.
Made of paper.
Poor Tom Torn.
She's a hell of a nice person. So I wanted to also state, which I always forget to do, that we actually simulcast. It's true.
Not tonight,
but normally, if you know, due to topographics, like this is only 2 days old versus, you know, 3 days old, which you're normally listening it to it. In which case, you'd be hearing it on Radio 99, transmitting on a frequency of
663.673.
Disregard my last 6673.3 kilohertz is what we're broadcasting on Radio 99. Now we've got some feedback. Let's stop screwing around. We got to get some feedback in here, and I'm really proud of this show.
Yep.
I'm glad that we were able to get this show together because I got a lot of feedback that I don't get. I mean, I get news stories all the time. Some of these stories are for like 30-40 days ago,
mm-hmm.
and like, I don't have time to go through all my news stories, so this is a lot of feedback and stuff from a lot. This is a catch-up show.
Okay.
So it's not full of mouse dirt, it's full of ketchup. Hey, man! I'd figure you'd be able to run with this. I love emails like this. Like, because people will come across these stories, and they're so upset that they need to tell somebody. They're like, I'll tell Sean. He'll make it happen. You know?
He'll get it out to the people.
Hey, man, figured you'd be able to run with this. Accidentally watched TV over at a buddy's house at 5 a.m. today. Ooh. And he, being my intellectual sparring partner, turned on Fox News.
Ooh.
Oh!
Gets worse.
Oops. 30 minutes, and I was able to watch it without exploding. They refer to every other media outlet on Fox News as the mainstream media. I shit you not. For you, I guess.
They're so indie.
I guess faux news now is trying to market themselves as some sort of rebellious pump up the volume pump up the volume for Republicans. Would love to hear what you think of them counting themselves amongst guys like you. Have fun and stay alive, Nix. What I object to, Nix, is I object to everyone trying to convince the world that they give a shit about Democrats versus Republicans.
Yeah.
There's so much more going on right now, and we really need to stop allowing ourselves to be forced into joining the red team or the blue team. Okay, it doesn't really, like, we need to get past that. What we need to do is we need to look at, you know, what we have now as people in this kind of global crisis situation and try not to, you know, pick just a set of moral values that we're going to adhere to like stonework. Everything's got to be looked at pretty individually.
Yeah.
Each scenario, like maybe the death penalty is okay in some situations and sometimes they're not.
Yeah.
But it has to be case by case. But I don't know. What do you think? Would you think of yourself
talking about the death penalty or picking sides?
Well, I think they're talking about, how do you feel about Fox News saying that they're alternative media? I mean, I think it's more honest because they're definitely,
it's definitely not
news.
Not alternative.
Yeah, because really,
I mean, what's alternative?
It'd be nice if we were mainstream.
Yeah,
we'd make more money.
Yeah,
yeah, money's
get
good.
More viewers. Get some more information out there to the people.
I can't help but think that we'd make more money. You know.
Probably.
I'm thinking. I'm at the stage of my life where money would be okay.
But yeah.
what would we do?
We could move out of this cardboard box.
We could, you know.
Get to a bigger cardboard box.
We could
box.
Get the box with the weatherproofing, like that you ship the Maytag
those
stuff in.
Plastic bags.
That'd be
on the
hot.
Top and
yeah.
Staple them on.
Well, you know,
so
I am
drips
pretty.
Off the sides instead of down the middle.
We could move into a Pelican case. We could move into like one of the big high speed Pelican cases.
Yep.
Those are nice.
Pick out the foam and put a bedroom here, another bedroom out of foam there.
You can't close it when you sleep though, or you suffocate.
Yeah, they're airtight. But it keeps the rain out.
What's that? It does. It does. It keeps everything out for several thousand years until the aliens pick over your corpse. Dear Sean! Dear Sean, I was very disappointed to hear a story in which you featured on Thursday's newsreel about the digital radio switchover. This is the one where it's like, hey, guess what, England? Your radios don't work anymore. Why don't you eat a bag of dicks from some newsprint that's deep fried with your Mars bar? While this story is bleak, there is hope.
Ooh.
Oh, well, I'm all about the hope.
Good.
It's not a strategy, but it's something. At least for us in the States. For once. While the U.S. Congress has been, in the past year or so, considering a bill which would allow for more LPFM, low-power FM stations in the States, it's already made it past the House and just needs to make it past the Senate and, of course, Mr. Obama, who I'm sure will sign it off. Well, let's hope. LPFM stations are basically community radio stations that already exist in the States, but the licenses haven't been handed out in over a decade. Obviously, low-power FM stations broadcast local news and media which are important to the community, effectively increasing Neil Postman's information action radio and leading more WOG culture. This is a huge blow against corporate-owned radio, and let me briefly explain why. Currently, the only way to run a licensed FM station in the States is to have a transmitter which meets certain minimum requirements as its power output, and of course, pay all the dues necessary to play certain music. As well, the U.S. FCC requires a three-channel separation between stations, which limits the number of possible stations in a given area. The barrier to entry to legal FM radio is surprisingly high, requiring about $6 million U.S. to get started.
Wow.
This is why corporations control the airwaves. The legislation eliminates that separation rule, lowers power output requirements, and most surprisingly, allows known pirate stations to apply for LPFM licenses. This is very interesting, because I think if we could find out more about this, I'd like to see if I could get Newsreel on some of these stations. Maybe we could contact them and say, hey guys, we got
content. Yeah.
Yeah. How about some free radio stuff? Use it. We love you. The cost to set up the LPFM station is around $5,000 or $6,000, easily met by a group of individuals in a community, or in some cases even a single individual who is nuts, looking to set up his own station, or a group of WOGs, which means that we can do this.
Yeah.
I think that your U.S. listeners should be urged to support this bill, which is there's a you should
a link
which I'm not going to post anywhere. How can I post that?
In your live journal, Paul.
I guess, yeah, I'll have to remember to do that. Remind me to do that.
Do it.
But there'll be a link for a vote for, you know, helping with. I think your U.S. listeners should be urged to support this bill and contact their senators expressing their support. As I said, this bill is already pretty far along, too far to lightly simply to die in the Senate. Let's get one more win before they put serial numbers on our bullets. And that was sent in from the Laughing Man. He always sends me really good stuff, actually. He's one of those guys who pops in and always good stuff. Him, Fat Ninja, Renegade Rabbit, always consistently good crap. Dear Sean and others, those are the top, like, I'm just thinking off the top of my head. Dear Sean and Sim, because this is how all your letters start.
Uh-huh.
I've been listening to you guys for a couple years now. I started with patrolling, and helped me when I was punted out of the Army due to an injury suffered in SQ.
I have no idea what S cube is.
I don't know.
I was pretty bitter back then, but your show helped me move past that. Two things I wanted to address. Well, first of all, I'm really glad that it helped an ex-army guy. You know what I mean?
Anything that helps, right?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, nothing makes you bitter quite like the army does. Yeah, they could take you to Disneyland and make it suck. A lot of people think that I'm psycho pro army. That's not so much the case. It's just that if your life is shit and you need a way out, it is a possible option.
Yeah.
At any rate, going back to letter, I just wanted to comment on your video that hangs on top of the newsreel site. I'm an emergency management student. I've been schooling for a year. I just wanted to say that in the event of a serious disaster, the best case scenario for the first 72 hours, you are on your own. The government will not arrive any sooner. It is then you can count yourself lucky. Hell, buy yourself a lottery ticket. For example, in the aftermath of Katrina, there was more or less a solid week of lawlessness. Don't make fun of people who prepare for disaster. They're the smart ones. Hell, you do it in patrolling. I know the news piece is all fucked up, but it's better to surprise you're on your own if nothing happens, sort of pandemic, something serious. You just have to use your AWOL bag of yours. Well, I mean, I'm the last person on the planet who would ever say that. No, don't be prepared.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's talking about the video that's on the newsreel site. It's a the video to when we were talking about the fires in Australia,
right?
And people were prepared for the fires, and everybody's like, "Oh, rescue us, rescue us!" And somebody made a fan post and put pictures to your rant about people in Australia.
Oh, really?
Prepared for the fire? Yeah, that's what he's talking about. Anyway.
Oh, I see.
In the realm of preparedness.
Which I mean, you know, I'm a big fan of being prepared, and I'm a big fan of being a survivalist. I'm also a big fan of hiding it, because recently. Just recently now, suddenly if you're a survivalist, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you're an extremist terrorist guy.
You're on the list.
Well, and I was really pissed off. I mean, I'm reading the latest issue of Adbusters, because my man Samarian, of course, he's got all the good left-wing stuff floating around his apartment here.
That's
you know?
Right. I got to know what the enemy's thinking.
Well, and in the latest issue of Adbusters, this is the one with the picture of President Obama with a clown nose on. They have a letter, an article written by Osama bin Laden on how to save the planet. Now, I'm thinking, you know, to myself, if I wanted to, like, vilify my readership in an era when, like, it's totally getting polarized, you got riot police, you know, looking at activists and vegetarians claiming that they're mentally unbalanced, people needing medication, and we're trying to, like, you know, they're basically terrorists. It's probably not the best idea to take the most wanted terrorist on the planet and begin featuring articles of his in your magazine. You know, are you trying to send your people to jail or what? I'm sort of looking at this Marley going, like, I'm all for shock. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm guilty of you doing that stuff myself.
Is it any different than all the news stations playing every single audio and videotape that he ever puts out? They all do it. Every time he puts out a new audio tape, every single news station plays it.
Yes, I'm going to say it's different. I'm definitely going to say it's different.
They're a magazine. They can't put audio or video. They have to put letters.
What? Dude, the magazine.
You can't open up the magazine and go start playing a video. Well, you can, but it's very expensive.
Well, okay, look. Adbusters is like, they don't offer any solutions. Just like, everything sucks. You suck. We suck. We're all going to die. And suddenly they have the How to Save the Planet by Osama bin Laden. The irony is delicious. Let's listen to some mudhut psychopath tell me how to save the planet. Yes, clearly, people in Afghanistan know how to live well and in harmony with the environment. Absolutely.
Right.
I want to live in mudhut walls that are 4 feet thick and gently mutilate my daughter. That's what I'm into. As like, dude,
the
I've got...
height of civilization.
And this, you know, screaming nutbag, and they're running an article on how to say, like, I thought it was a joke, and I'm reading, I'm like, no, this can't be serious. They got the big Jesus, you know, the Jesus picture of Osama bin Laden. Everyone knows the Jesus picture. He's got the white, he's like, hey, looks like he's a little bit high. He's like, I didn't fly, Bill. You deserved. Come on, I only hit you because you deserved it.
That's right.
You know,
and yeah, you'll never do it again.
I'm sorry. You know, I try not to let my crazy redneck right wing blood lusting meat eating self out of the bag, because you have to restrain that kind of stuff. But, you know, I'll end this war on terror real quick. You get me within half a mile of Osama bin Laden. I'm here to tell you, this is just, it's ridiculous that they did that. I'm just like, I can't believe they're screwing their people like that. Because regardless of what they think they're doing, they just, you don't think there's going to be any fallout from that? You think you just be able to, like, hey, we're at war with the Nazis, so let's start running Hitler's articles in our newspapers. That's a really good idea. No.
It's good to know what the enemy is thinking.
I totally agree. And
this
is why I'm glad you have this magazine, because I would not be able to tell people.
I'm sure the people in Afghanistan were listening to President Bush's speeches and now Obama's speeches to know what what the other side is saying and thinking.
Well, they would be if
otherwise that's just ignorant, not knowing.
Well, they don't really like science. The whole Taliban thing, the science.
Everything that's been discovered has been discovered already, and it's in a book.
That's right,
and that's all you need to know. Flip through the pages; it's all there,
except for the thing that he wrote about the whole how to save the planet.
Well, I'm sure that's just interpretations of that book.
Right, yes. Probably. Yeah.
Rephrasing.
Yeah, I don't even want to go on because that's like. You know, and I wind up, when 9/11 happened, I shut down, Kennedy's uber elite terrorist cult because it had the word terrorist in the title because I'm concerned about my fan base. And I don't want my friends and my fans going to jail because they happen to have one of my audio files on their MP3 player because that is coming. Okay, that is in the mail. Okay, so, and if you wanted to vilify people who have Adbusters, they subscribe to magazines. I mean, holy crap, dude. I mean, well,
somebody made a good point. Maybe he wrote it while they were on the side of the U.S.
Maybe.
maybe it's from like 20 years ago.
Sure.
And it's like, go U.S. Thank you for helping us out against the Russians.
You betcha. Maybe they wrote it
then.
Thank
you for the guns.
However, currently, right now, in the current sort of climate, it's kind of on the bad guy list. Kind of. But anyway. I was just kind of going around. Anyway, he's going on back to this article here.
Okay.
Second thing, on your broadcast, that British ad you played was outright terrifying. That's some Stasi state-sponsored snitch kind of crap.
Yeah.
All they need is a couple of offerings of reward and blammo. Hell, they're playing right into that xenophobic far-right-wing bullshit the BNP is using. At any rate, keep up the good fight. Every person who thinks critically for themselves is another person who won't turn a decent person in for daring to say crazy bullshit like, I have the right to defend myself, and no, it's none of the government's business. Which is absolutely true. Hey, our goal here is to stay alive. I don't care what your political mandate is. I definitely want to stay alive, and not just alive, I'd also like to stay free. Life sucks if you're Charlie Bronson, you know what I mean? So, not so good. You don't want to be the toughest guy in jail. Now, Rise of the Simonites. This is brilliant.
What does that mean?
A Simonite. Don't act like you don't know. Dear Sean and my hero, Sumerian, this is a message to Sim. This is a message for Sumerian.
Uh-oh.
This is a message to Sim. I'd like to apologize for getting that Taser nickname started a few weeks back.
He did it.
I was the Simonite who called you seeking the all-seeing eye of Rant. I called you on the show.
Take it back.
I called you this show for my appreciation for all the video editing and recording you've done in the past 10 years. You've been the driving force behind Rant Media. Sean is always on the spotlight as the face and voice of Rant, but to me, you're the man who makes it happen. Without your dedication to the craft, I have no doubt Rant would be not nearly as rewarding as it is. It's true. The reason I always call you my hero when I write is because you've always been a steadfast in your convictions throughout it all. That's why you're my hero. Keep doing what you do and doing it in style. Your biggest fan and practicing Simonite.
What does that mean?
Draven
do
Bane.
Not follow Draven, not a religion.
I want to know what Simonites are. Is there like things that they do? Like, what makes a Simonite? I know, this is important. I want to know. Draven, let me know. I'm not screwing around. I want to know.
Vegan atheist left winger?
You're not even left wing. I mean, you're like a non-spiritual vegan. Like, what is this? I need to know. This is from server. This means something.
Yeah, he's got to explain that.
This means something.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you very much. And we're into Draven.
Yes, thank you.
Wonderful.
Glad you enjoy.
Simonites, all the Simonites, and Wogs.
It's much easier doing it.
Are Wogs Simonites? I guess Simonites could be Wogs. Why not? I mean, Wogs could be anyone they say they are.
Subsect.
No, it could. No. That's structure. We don't want that. That's dangerous. We don't want that. Okay. Dear Sean / Sim, first off, love your stuff. Keep up the good work. Now for my issues. This is a great.
Oh, no. Cause them?
Yeah, no. I have a lack of friends.
Oh.
It would seem to be the only thing missing from my life, but
we're
it's pretty
your
big.
Friends. We're right here for you.
Well, maybe you're a dick. I don't know. Maybe it's a pretty big thing for me. I have quite misunderstood possibly the best job in the world, but it feels more like a playing than work. It gives me steady income, food, and shelter. All this is great, but I feel like I'm wasting a lot of time working on projects and living a day-to-day alone. I think the main cause is I went to a trade school, and of all the friends I did have, moved away. Now, here are some things I've tried. Making friends with my coworkers, my own age, 22. But aside from work, we have little in common. I took up photography, started wandering in my city in effects to find some friendly odd enough to have a random conversation. Going to bars, but all that gets are college kids who are interested in life goals solely for getting drunk and getting high. I started working out, as maybe some people put off by my skinny and tall appearance, but this is something I should keep doing regardless. I'm not sure what to do. I'm almost about to social engineer myself into a college down the street next semester. Maybe since everyone is new, it'll be easy for me to start talking to people. So basically, I'm wondering, is there anything I can read, watch, or listen they'll help me develop my social skills. And I think just need a little bit of confidence and some good places to look for intelligent-minded individuals. Also, there is no rant meet in my city yet. Thanks for any advice in advance. You know, we'll let you know. I don't know why that green line's there. That should have been the next story up. But
okay.
However the hell
that... Well, he's got the right idea, going to places with people with common interests.
Well, first of all, what you need to do is you need to stop looking for friends. Right off the top. You need to be comfortable alone.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the first thing. If you look like you're needy and you're looking for friends, it's going to suck.
Can you be my friend?
You need to remember that you're quite likely, you are born alone, you will die alone. No matter how many friends you have, how big your family is, you're checking out of this planet on your own in the dark. Okay? Screaming alone in the darkness, listening to the Cure album, because that's apparently what God
that's
uses
what
now.
Do.
When you, yeah, it's regeneration.
That's when he starts to play. He presses play when
you're on
about
regeneration.
To die.
The minute the
Disintegration is the best album ever.
And it goes into the album, yeah. You can send an email to the Vatican, though, and they can change the soundtrack.
Okay.
Right, which is why...
I think they just got licensed for that one album right now.
Right, well, I put in a special request in for Shono Moyo from the Akira soundtrack. I think it's track 9.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all the Buddhist exorcism chants.
Change it over.
Yeah, so I think it'll be good. I think it'll be good. But honestly, if you're looking for media while you're listening to, while getting comfortable being alone, there's, you know, the old Steadfast, you know, sales stuff, like How to Make Friends, Influence People, Dale Carnegie. There's a Brian Tracy course called The Science of Self-Confidence, which is pretty good. Again, get the audiobook so you can, like, you know, actively penetrate your consciousness with this, because it gets kind of hard going if you got to read it. But yeah, you know, and pretty much get cool with yourself. And don't, I notice all the things you got into are individualist thing. I'm a photographer. I'm working out.
Yeah.
These are individual things. Go join a volleyball team or something.
Yeah, team things. Or a hacker group.
And shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Go in there and shut the fuck up. Don't try to make friends. Don't do anything. Just shut your mouth. Let people come to you. And let them talk about themselves. Everybody's looking for friends.
That's right. Be a good listener.
You're 22. You don't know anything about anything because you haven't done anything yet. So don't worry about it. Just get out there and just be like, hey, you know what? I'm here to have a good time and try to relax. Because, you know, if you're too eager, look anxious, and are nervous all the time, you project that. Nobody wants to hang out with you because you're freaking me out, man. And that's the bottom line. Now, let's get into some news.
Okay.
Actual news, which is the name of the show.
News Real.
In Black Ice News, thanks very much to TC Tongue Chop, who kicks ass and takes names. A new type of malware that infects PCs using file sharing sites and then publishes the user's net history on a public website before demanding a fee for its removal.
Yes.
The Japanese Trojan virus installs itself on computers using a popular file sharing service called Weenie, used by up to 200 million people. Is that right?
Never heard of it, but it's a Japanese software.
It's
so
Japanese!
We wouldn't be able to read the program.
Hada! And of course, scientists are working around the clock to figure out just what the fuck is wrong with the people in Japan. It targets those downloading illegal copies of games and hentai genre, which are an explicit form of anime. Which is kind of like saying that Nazis had a small problem with Jews. Like saying that the hentai genre is an explicit form of anime. Yes, yes, that's true. There is some messed up stuff coming out of Japan. Website Yorimuri claims that 5,500 people so far have been admitted to being infected. The virus, known as Kenzero, is being monitored by web security firm Trend Micro in Japan. Masquerading as a game installation screen, it requests PC owners' personal details, which I guess people give it.
I guess so.
And then it takes screen grabs of the user's web history and publishes it online in their name before sending an email pop-up screen demanding credit card payments of $10 to settle your violation of copyright law and remove the webpage. Otherwise, everyone will know that you like little girls!
I've seen some of the screenshots. It's funny in a way.
I guess some of the screenshots are worth the $10 to get rid of them, or what?
Oh, yeah.
As
if your name is listed beside some of those pictures of, you know, what you're looking at and what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you want it off
He stayed on this image for half an hour. Not so good. So, you know,
It's an interesting twist to the virus kind of thing.
It is.
More direct.
As we're recording this, I have to know where are we in the show. I need to know what time limit. We need to be watching that. So we're at 31. Okay, that's cool.
That's not true. There's that bit. So we're at 31 minus
seven minutes. So seven.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's what it says here, right? Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So I have this program too.
23.
Yeah, 23 minutes. Okay, so I just need to know. Let's go back. So yeah, we can do whatever. We don't even have to keep it on Second Life. We can just put the audio in there so we can just take a look because we don't need it there. So there we go. Sorry. Just, you know. So yeah, that's what they're doing. But I think that's such an incredibly good cyberpunk story. You've got a virus that infects you that shows that you are sick. It's an exposure. They should have called it like
disgusting.
You're disgusting. Look at you, vulgar thing, you beast. You know.
The next step they need to take is that if they don't pay up, it also gets their contact list and starts emailing these screenshots to all their friends and family.
Well, I think they should
I'm giving them bad ideas here, but the next step. If they've got control of their computer already.
In 10 minutes, this will occur. Well, you just turn off the box. You don't turn that on again. Yeah.
No, they've got your info. Server-side.
Oh, right. It's in the cloud, motherfucker.
It's
yeah,
gone.
You're done. Oh, that sucks a lot.
So have a good virus scare.
So I'll just, will that be, do you guys take Amex or what?
I'll pay you.
Yeah, $10. No problem.
Thank you.
Yeah, they should really, well, that's
the next problem is you're giving your credit card to
someone who's an extortionist. Yeah,
good step, eh?
Yeah, probably why it's only $10.
Yeah.
We promise.
That's what they do. They test out the credit cards with a $5 or $10, something somebody wouldn't notice, your credit card company wouldn't phone you about.
Right.
And then they hit you.
And then bang.
So watch for 6 months down the road.
Right.
And see what all these credit cards are going to.
Yeah, that's a very, because you know that's going
to
happen.
They're going to go all to hentai games.
Now,
So
once again, science is working around the clock to figure out just what the fuck is wrong with Japan. there's a lot of stories that cover on Newsreel, and every single show now, it kind of comes across a story that makes me kind of go, wow, the world's really taking a shit. And this is one of those stories that you didn't see. I guarantee you did not see the story. This one slipped by me, and a listener sent this one in
about
30 days ago. In self-armament news... A Judge Alfred McKay of Astabala County Common Pleas, so Astabala Common County, this is in Ohio,
okay,
has told the residents in Ohio country to arm themselves after budget cuts trimmed local deputies by half.
Ooh.
The financial crisis in Astabala County has forced the sheriff's department to be cut down to 49 deputies from the 112 they had last month. The remaining deputies will have to do all the duties, resulting in one patrol car covering the entire county of 720 square miles.
One patrol car for 49 deputies?
Resulting in one covering the entire county of 720 square miles. That's not
like,
only...
It's like a clown car.
It is. Not only have the deputies been cut from the Ohio County, but prisoners... Not only have deputies been cut in the Ohio County, but prisoners as well. The local jail can house up to 140 prisoners. Because of reductions in the prison staff, they're down to just 30.
Oh, so that's 110 criminals on the street.
There are 700 persons waiting. There's a 700-person waiting list for the criminals to get into jail.
Am I next? I've got number 40. I pulled the kid
in. That's ridiculous.
Wow.
When asked if there were any violent offenders on the waiting list, Sheriff Billy Johnson told DigiTriad, "There probably are, but I'm telling you, any known violent criminal, we're housing them. We've got murderers in there. Isn't any wonder that when the local judge told residents to arm themselves because of the cuts?" I said maybe law-abiding citizens need to consider getting a firearm because it's going to be dangerous out there, and that's what concerns me, Judge McKay told the Star Beacon. He added his concerns about later the year. I'm really concerned with the summer coming. What's going to take place? McKay said. DUIs, domestic violence, they're all out there. So when the judges are saying, hey, maybe you should buy a fucking gun, like, dude, seriously?
Wow.
I'm moving to Ohio. No problem. Me and my gang, we're going to set up shop.
When law enforcement is telling you, go get a gun.
Fuck yeah. Welcome to the law-gated community. You need to make sure that you do not go past the orange markers at 500 yards. You need to make sure that you only enter on this road.
You are protected.
Really, we have a very, very comprehensive sentry gun range that we're working on here, and you just don't want to do that. Yeah. We've been having
weekly lessons at the range.
There's all this wildlife chopped into meat in the middle of the goddamn kill zone. Oh, so you're from the government. Yeah. Wow, that's but I'm like,
by appointment only.
Like a judge in Ohio's like, get a gun, arm yourselves.
You have a week to get a gun.
You know, that's like something out of a zombie. We don't know what the plague is, but we suggest that you get a gun and probably wait for further support. Like that's total. That's like one step away from post-apocalyptic.
Leave.
Just walk away.
Just walk away.
Get out of the town. It's broken. Never go back. Now, of course, if you want to get completely science fiction, this is so crazy that I think it must be a hoax. I'm not too sure, but apparently it's making the rounds on Slashdot.today. I had this last night for the show, but...
I saw this one.
This is insane. In pre-crime news, sent to me by Mind Inversion, thank you very much. He's been sending a lot of good stuff to me.
Yeah, to me too.
A company today announced that the Florida State Department of Juvenile Justice selected IBM predictive and analytics software to reduce recidivism by determining which juveniles are likely to reoffend.
Yeah, IBM's good at labeling people, aren't they?
They are. Yeah, they killed they helped kill a shitload of Jews and, you know, gypsies and everything else.
Yeah.
Identified by really well-dressed Hugo Boss men.
Yes.
Identifies as at-risk youth can then be placed in programs specific to the best course of treatment to ensure the offenders do not re-enter the juvenile justice system. More than 85,000 youths enter the juvenile justice system in Florida each year to varying degrees of offenses, from drug abuse to robbery or property crimes. As each youth enters the system for different reasons with varying backgrounds, the best program for positive rehabilitation is very specific, which what may work for one juvenile may not work for another.
True.
Okay, yeah, I'm with you.
Well, one might be addicted to drugs, one might
sure.
just have a bad home
sure.
life.
Sure. Mark Grenwoods, Chief of Research and Planning for the Florida Department of Juvenile Justice, said the state of Florida believes that if youth are rehabilitated with effective prevention, intervention, and treatment services early in life, juveniles will not enter the adult correction system. Our goal is to ensure juveniles do not return to the system. IBM SPSS Predictive Analytics will allow our organizations to refine our current practices better to intervene in juvenile lives earlier to help them become and stay law-abiding citizens. Now, while all that sounds really great, well, actually, no.
Doesn't it sound good? But wait till they apply it to the schools. So when you enter into first grade or kindergarten, they screen you to see what kind of crimes you're going to be doing in the future based on your personality and how you interact with the other students in class.
Right, you know, and that's under the idea of, like, you're antisocial. This is right out of Terminal City Ricochet. You know, you don't want to, you know, you'll attract the attention of the monitor. Don't attract the attention of the monitor. Or you may have to go for testing.
Yeah.
No one likes it when you go for testing. Remember Julie? She went for testing and we haven't seen her. She didn't come back. She went to the other school for special re-educational treatment.
She had to bite on a stick while she got the taser ride.
Yeah, it's not so good, you know. And I don't like it when I'm put into the IBM Predictive Analytics Software Program.
It hurts.
I don't care if I like my recidivism.
I don't want a shower.
I don't want to go to the showers. Now, prior to predictive analytics, the organization used Excel for basic analysis on projections and the number of delinquency cases. So, okay, hang on. Comparing something that compares a child's ability to reoffend as opposed to an Excel spreadsheet is this isn't scary. This isn't scary. This isn't illegal. Oh, wait. Actually, it is. Reliable projections, action in real time, preventing criminal activities. I don't know about reliable the system is, IBM, but have you ever heard of the 5th, the 6th, and the 14th Amendments in the United States Constitution? How about Article 11 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which states that everyone charged with a penal offense has the right to be presumed innocent to prove guilty according to a law? And it goes on. Now, so this is like...
Try getting a job after you've been pre-crimed.
Oh, yeah,
that's
you're done.
On your
oh,
list.
Yeah. I mean, and that's, we haven't even talked about the medical industry.
Yeah.
Right.
Trying to get, you know, health
are
insurance.
Are you aggressive?
You're a high risk.
Are you aggressive?
You're going to get into bar fights.
Oh.
Therefore, we can't insure you because you're going to be stitching up every week.
Oh, good. I'm going to go one further. I'm going to take it one further. That's a good one because you can get them on the microphone, but let's go this way. Let's go. You're aggressive, so we need to medicate that.
Yes.
Government-sponsored medication. Awesome sauce. So the kid goes in. He's obviously crazy. Load him up with Kitty Prozac, and away he goes.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
And we've got a lifetime prescription population coming in with a subscription culture. Awesome! That's a license.
We've got a new customer.
Print fucking money. Make sure you make your digital subscription to your satellite broadcast and only listen to regulated media.
You know,
thank you for calling.
If there's not enough people that are pre-crime, they can just lower the bar till there's enough money coming in to the industry.
And I don't like the fact that you ate the face on the chocolate bunny first. That's really, really bad. You need to eat the ears first.
That's
otherwise,
right.
That's aggressive tendencies.
Yep, that's a bad sign. Check the box.
If you eat the bum first, it means you're gay. And we're not going to talk about Mr. Kennedy using the compass from the geometry to stab out the eyes of the rabbits. We're not discussing that. He's going to the recidivistic school for really deranged
people. You'll be safe
people.
There.
Yeah, it's really...
And calmer.
It's beyond sick and weird, actually.
Yeah.
And thank you very much, Mind Inversion. So they're starting in with the pre-crime and the predictive software. So how long before version 2.0 comes up with the EEG scans? brain scans. What are you looking at? There's five pictures on the screen. One of them is a gun. Yes. Are you looking at the gun a long time?
What are you focusing
God
on?
God knows kids don't look at guns. Kids don't think guns are cool.
Yeah.
Oh, aggressive tendencies. Get him the kitty Prozac! Get him on that. Drug the fuck out of that kid. I don't
his
want that kid.
His grades have improved since he's been on the drug.
Absolutely. He drools out of both the sides of his mouth now. At least he's consistent. And we can work with that. He'll have a wonderful career as a fucking janitor. You know, I mean, this is what's going to be happening if we keep allowing our basic fundamental rights and freedoms to
Who has the most money to lobby the government to get these things passed, to get them into schools? It's the
You nailed it.
Companies.
Bang. The lobby.
Where's the money?
They don't lobby the government. They've got to sell it to the people, which is the media.
And if nobody knows about these things getting passed, they're not going to get any opposition to them. And they'll just get sailing right through
and everybody's,
the government.
Everybody's seen those laws that have come through, and everybody looks at these laws and go, didn't anybody at any point stand up and say, hey, whoa, wait a minute, this is fucked.
Yeah.
This is totally fucked, guys. We can't be doing this. Well, okay, it's up to you and me and Red Media.
Congressmen are scared of losing their lobby money.
Yeah, and
so they're just going to, you know, rubber stamp anything that comes across their desk that goes to the blue or red party, whichever one's trying to get the votes.
You know who's not having a problem with this right now?
Down the party lines.
You know who's having no problem? Kyrgyzstan. Yeah, they're not having any problems with this kind of shit right now at all. They've got other problems.
Yeah.
They got guys running around with, you know, ball caps, RPGs, and riot shields, which I always thought was really weird.
Yeah, they're not really voting on pre-crime.
And you can't really engage
on
anyone.
Too much real crime.
You can't engage on anyone under 50 meters because you just got a rocket launcher and a riot shield. Like, what are you what are you doing? Are you that annoying asshole that keeps running to the back while everybody else is fighting and trying to shoot over their heads? You sound like a buddy killer. It sounds like
yeah.
a buddy killer to me. Now, of course, with things like Kyrgyzstan on the horizon, the good people. Now, a few years back, I was talking about dropships.
Okay.
We're into the cyberpunk kit section of the show. Dropships.
Yes.
And it was like everybody laughed this guy out.
Dropships.
Space Marines, thanks very much, Vandal. When Marine Lieutenant Colonel Roosevelt LaFontaine first started publishing the idea of a space plane for the U.S. Marines in 2002, and I remember reporting on this story.
Ooh, I remember that too.
Yeah, skeptics didn't even bother to suppress their laughter. But now, with the concept of Operations CONOPS, a formal military document lays out the particular weapon system, how it would be used, the completed but not yet Pentagon roadmap for the technology, people are planning to take note of the small unit transport and insertion, or sustain, the notional concept of a Marine space plane. Then the laughing subsided, said LaFontaine, who now works for the Schaefer Corporation. People were talking about it, and then it got serious. We finally got a CONOPS, the laughter stopped completely, and people started jumping on the technology bandwagon. After decades of unsuccessful development, military space planes are finally getting some respect. On April 19th, the U.S. Air Force plans to launch the X-37B, an unmanned space plane that will circle the planet a classified number of times before making an autonomous landing. Did you know about that?
Wow.
I didn't know that. Did you know the X-37B did fucking laps on the planet back on April 19th? Because I didn't hear shit about that.
You'd think that'd be news.
You'd think so. Robots flying around in space. You'd think you'd know about that stuff. But no, we need to know about fucking Tia Tequila, who I just learned who she was the other day.
That's
just like
dangerous.
What the hell, seriously, like this person
stop
got...
watching TMZ.
No, dude, it was like some website and it was like this little tiny chick with, you know, whatever. I'm like, what is this? And she's popular. The idea of
it's
a
bread and circuses.
Yeah,
don't do it.
I know
don't do drugs.
It leaks. I stay away from the screen as best I can. The idea of a pop-up reconnaissance platform to use as a satellite is not available or disabled is important for all the Air Force projects. The Marine space plane could take the Corps slogan, first to fight, to the extreme. It could transport a squad of Marine riflemen to any place on the Earth within 2 hours.
You've always been a big proponent of highly trained surgical strikes at, you know, the enemy.
Oh, thank you, Navy SEALs. End of list.
Like, get in there.
Yeah, surgical hit and get out of there.
That's the perfect plane for
that. Is
it.
That's
the equipment.
And yet somehow it kind of freaks me out just a little bit.
And they can land anywhere autonomously.
And the other
plug
good,
in the GPS.
And away you go. The nice thing is it can extract them too.
Oh, can it take off and then come back and get them?
Yeah.
Ooh,
or I think it just lands and then it flies.
Stays, yeah.
Although the goal is appealing, imagine delivering well-armed Marines at hypersonic speed to suspecting Osama bin Laden hideout or besieged embassy. Well, you know, you could probably talk to the guys at Adbusters. They might know where he's hanging out.
Yeah.
The concept seemed outlandish to many when it was first proposed. The concept also faces major bureaucratic hurdles. The Pentagon has committed no funding to the concept, nor has even developed a formal requirement for such a space plane, which would be amazing to me that they're not.
Yeah.
The critical prerequisite. A critical prerequisite for getting it funded. Well, they just fuck the Pentagon. Go talk to DARPA. Because I'm sure DARPA would
they're
like.
They're funding all kinds of
they
cool
want to talk to you. You got a space plane. You can put soldiers on the ground anywhere on the planet in 2 hours. I'm interested in what you got to say. So apparently, two things from the story. Number one, there's a space plane that they're working on that'll drop any people, a squad of guys anywhere in the world in 2 hours. And I guess there was a UAV which went around the planet a bunch of times
without our
back
knowledge
on April 19th, and nobody said shit about it. So if anybody could find any information about this X-37B that did a loop-de-loop, it's interesting how that kind of got inserted into that story. I wonder if that story got quashed somewhere, and that's like a real gem hidden in there. I'd like to know if that was the pearl. So it'd be interesting if anyone could get me some information on the X-37B. Now, another piece of cyberpunk kit, and this is pretty interesting, is a solar hydrogen splitter sent to me by Name Redacted. Sunlight plus water equals hydrogen gas is a new technique that can convert 60% of sunlight energy absorbed by an electrode into an inflammable fuel. To generate gas, Thomas Nan at College of the University of East Anglia in Northwick, UK, dip a gold electrode with a special coating into a water and expose it to light. Clusters of iridium phosphide 5 nanometers wide on a surface absorb incoming photons and pass electrons bearing the energy to clusters of a sulfurous iron compound. Thus, few kids at home want to build one of these. The material combines with those electrons and protons from the water and form gaseous hydrogen. The second electrode, plain platinum this time, is needed to complete the circuit electromagnetically. Organic molecules have been used before to perform the same feat, but are quickly bleached by the sunlight they are collecting, rendering them inefficient after a few weeks, which everybody knows that. The inorganic material used by the University of East Anglia's system, Anglia's? It's East LA. system are more resilient. The first generation proof of concept is a major breakthrough in the field. They say thanks to its efficiency, over 60% of the ability to sidestep the sunlight for 2 weeks without any degradation or performance. In fact, the 60% figure is probably a worst-case scenario, says Nan. This is still a preliminary study.
It sounds like they just expose it to light. There's no power source or anything. It just converts into energy.
Yeah.
Converts into
hydrogen gas.
That
sounds okay to me. Sounds like the kind of stuff we need to get to Africa.
Yeah.
You know, let's get that into the desert, and then we'll get the stuff. We'll just, drop. If I can take a squad of Marines, I can take that much weight. So I could put me and a bunch of shit anywhere in the world in 2 hours. They could use that to bed right now, because holy cap, can we have some more volcanoes and earthquakes, please? can we have some more volcanoes and earthquakes?
More natural disasters.
Please. No, everything's normal. We can't fly over England. No, that's normal. That's totally fine.
Volcanoes turn themselves inside out all the time.
Everything's happening. There's been like 12, there's like people in Haiti and shit aren't even like, picking up their stuff anymore, because they're waiting for the ground to stop moving. And it's like, holy crap. I don't know what's going on right now, man, but it's some pretty freaky shit. So if there was ever a time you thought that maybe after the show today, this will be the time that you will go and actually get your emergency preparedness survival kit together.
The sky is darkening.
Yeah, and people are always like, Sean, we want to help you out. I'm okay. Help out your friends. Help out other people. Help out the guy who's got no friends who sent me the article at the beginning of the story. Because you know what? We got to make sure that we stop with the bullshit and the infighting about, I don't agree with your politics. You like the death penalty. Well, I'll tell you who likes the death penalty. It is motherfucking nature likes the death penalty. Okay, she digs on the death penalty because she's been trying to kill you forever. And the minute that there's a natural disaster, Mother Nature will give you the fucking death penalty right now if you don't have your shit together. And that is a fact. So, there's not a lot
small
of fair.
Natural disaster.
Yeah.
And if you're not prepared, you're out of water.
You're done.
People are killing you for your water.
You're done, okay? Look at Katrina. Expand that out. That's what you're looking at, okay? That's your base model. You got the warning, okay? You got to be ready for that so that you don't wind up on some statistics list of people who passed on and have your name on a big concrete block somewhere when everything comes back. If it comes back, okay? That is not what you want to have happen. Now, your daily hack, I've got daily hacks and Recomedia.
Woohoo!
Your daily hack this week, there was a couple of different ones, but this one was your 100 best engineering RSS feeds. There's a location that has, when you're busy doing with college courses, work, family, personal life, it'd be hard to keep up with the latest news in your field of expertise. These blogs can help make it a little easier, however, providing easily accessible knowledge about a whole range of engineering specialties.
Hack your brain.
Absolutely. And it's like, hey, I want to know about robotics. I want to know about industrial electronics. I want to follow what's going on here.
Cutting-edge stuff. Get on those feeds.
I can't read 100 best engineering feeds. But I promise you, I've got enough vlogs out there that'll be into two or three of these, and they'll be like, dude, this is cherry. You need to cover this. And that's how we get the news for the show.
And you got to keep up with technology.
You
do. Don't fall behind.
That's right. And I answer to the army of the flying monkey, and luckily, we got lots of monkeys.
Yep. Keeping us up to date.
Absolutely. All the time. Without you, we're fucked. So keep it coming. Speaking of which, Recmedia. Tons of Recmedia, because I went through, again, this show is the catch-up show.
That's always good.
I got the good ones.
Yep.
Here's a talk that was sent in. About how the nation's biggest banks are ripping off American cities with predatory deals.
Okay.
This is sort of like economics is the name of the deal. A new article in Rolling Stone magazine, journalist Matt Tibbett takes an in-depth look at the experience of one small Alabama town and its disastrous dealings with Wall Street. The destruction of Jefferson County reveals the basic battle plan of these modern barbarians, the way that banks like J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs have systematically set out to pillage towns and cities from Pittsburgh to Athens.
Wow.
And this is a radio interview. I believe it's NPR.
Okay.
So it's audio. You want to check that out. Now, there's also another one here. This was a film that has been banned. It's very hard to get a hold of. You're going to want to try to get a subtitled version of this. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a film called Until Nothing Remains. Thank you very much, Jay, for letting me know about this. The Church of Scientology is attempting to block the broadcast of a film on the German television broadcaster ARD, claiming the film is intolerant and violates broadcasters' guidelines. Uh-huh. The film titled Until Nothing Remains, Bis Nichts Mehr Bleibt, due to broadcast during primetime on March 31st, tells the fictionalized story of a German family destroyed by their involvement with Scientology. It's based on the true story of a former member, Heinrich von Ron, who lost thousands of euros and his wife and two children who are still members. That's gotta suck. Von Ron was a member of the organization for 10 years.
So he knows a couple things.
Yeah, probably in there a couple times. Scientology in Germany claims the movie is top secret propaganda and is attempting to undermine the organization and its adherents.
Can't be critical of it. That's intolerant.
Well, Scientology spokesman Jörg Stettler told the daily Munich newspaper Süddeutsche Zeitung, what they are planning to show is a violation of ARD's programming guidelines. Thank you. Why don't you tell me what my acceptable use policy is? That'd be awesome. The station is required to support religious tolerance, not the opposite. Which is what? The religious support religious
promotion.
Intolerance or not support religious tolerance? These guys are so fucking unclear. He added, the truth is precisely the opposite of what ARD is showing.
Mm-hmm.
The opposite of what ARD is showing.
Well, why don't they make, you know, a documentary and dispute it then? Then they can show both of them.
True. The film is made in total secrecy under the title The Dead Man in the Sound, with the script signs clapboards bearing fake title. Despite the attempts by the film crew to obscure the film's story and intent, it appears Scientology organizations still found out about the movie. The crew says there were reports of Scientology spokesmen tailing them at one point. Notebooks were also stolen from the trunk of the director, Nick Stein's car. Not too long after the theft, Stein received an anonymous call from his caller started, "We know you're making a movie about Scientology." And then they promptly hung up. The film highlights concerns of Germany about the organization, which the government considers to be a business, an abusive one, and that it's not a religion. The government is so concerned about Scientology that the group is monitored by the country's domestic intelligence service. And they've got GSG-9. I'm waiting for the day the GSG-9 goes and fucks with Scientology. That will be a good day.
What's GSG-9?
GSG-9 is one of the nastiest fucking anti-terrorist teams in the world.
Oh, wow.
These are like, hey, GSG-9, let's go hang out with the SAS and the Navy SEALs and we'll have a barbecue. Hooray!
They're not as tolerant of Scientology in Europe.
Well, the Polizei in Germany are like a militant organization. The GSG-9 is like Germany's special ops, okay?
Wow.
They're sick. They're so sick. If GSG-9 was going to go take out a Scientology compound, I swear to God, I'd be watching CNN with a
popcorn.
Big bowl of chips. Oh, that'd be fantastic. It'd be like, dog, watching ninjas do their job. Fantastic. Ninjas beat pirates. You fucking lose. So it's, there's also another piece of, so that's the movie we're looking for. Until Nothing Remains, we want to try to get that. And let people know that, you know what, hey, Scientology is kind of a crazy fucking cult.
Mm-hmm.
And As well, there is a link here that was sent to me by Renegade Rabbit talking about this new thing where if you're a survivalist, they're trying to make you into revolutionaries. If you're insisting that you have rights and freedoms, you're crazy! Right, which is one of the reasons...
Start quoting the Constitution. That's it for you.
Which is why I'm patrolling. I only cover camping stuff. So that you can't get, like, arrested for this crap. The Department of Homeland Security classifies them as potential domestic terrorists. Good thing IBM hasn't found out about that, yeah, because otherwise they're going to get nailed with the pre-crime thing and then their pitch.
You'd be in an Excel spreadsheet.
Once you're on that Excel spreadsheet, man, you're fucked. Done. They prefer to be called patriots as opposed to domestic terrorists. It's like the people at Rant Media, they're domestic terrorists, but they prefer to be called reporters.
That's right.
What kind of a leading statement is that? As the economic crisis deepens, a growing movement of Americans is rejecting the two-party system.
How could they? They're so good. You can either choose door one or door two.
Americans is rejecting the two-party system of the mainstream media.
Well, they can always watch Fox.
The mainstream media is giving you the two-party system. They believe that violent revolution is imminent. And they're getting ready for it now, which is kind of funny. This reminds me of the Vancouver Sun article they wrote on us some time ago. But anyway,
yes.
VBS correspondent Ryan Duffy crosses the country to meet the people from the front lines of the struggle, include Alex Jones, and this is a documentary, the Austin, Texas guy who everybody knows. We also meet Sergeant Charles Dyer, U.S. Marine stationed at Camp Pendleton, who has taken an oath to disobey constitutional orders that take up arms against the government if it becomes tyrannical, and is training a citizen militia to do the same. But Sergeant Charles Dyer is probably not going to be in the U.S. Marines anymore after this movie comes out, because I think he's going to keep his ass. He's going to get his ass kicked out. Traveling from Tea Parties to Texas to Oath Keeper rallies, they're pretty interesting guys. Actually, a lot of these guys I don't disagree with. Like, a lot of these dudes who are, like, there's an organization which this sergeant is part of, which I think is, maybe it is the Oath Keepers. Rallies mass youth, investigate whether the country is actually on the verge of a second revolutionary war.
Being prepared is never a bad thing.
Well, the Oath Keeper guys, they're kind of like, I believe in America the way George Washington wanted it, and I think that we are losing our way. And which may, in fact, be the case.
Could be, yeah. But we report scary stories all the time.
Yeah.
About, you know,
so
things losing their way.
It gets a bit freaky,
yeah,
to be sure. And those are definitely some rec media that you want to check out. And that's all we got for you this week. But don't worry, we'll be back next week to make sure you get the news you need to survive. Maybe we'll be on time as well. That'd be kind of nice.
That's right.
We're hoping to be on time. We're working on that. This has been a free podcast brought to you by the Wogs Who Care. And if you cannot donate to the program, please distribute. Distributing is helpful and useful and good. And if you can donate, please head by the Rant Media website. Just go anywhere. Pick up one of our albums or buy something or just subscribe. You know, it's a good idea.
Get one of our LPs.
Do something.
They're 12-inch.
They're 12-inch. We got DVDs. We got T-shirts. We got flags.
Right.
We got trees. Trees, Tribbles, Antimatter, My Uncle Heshy. You can buy whatever you like.
Get some entertainment for your money.
Anything is possible at Rant Media. Or you can send a cleverly disguised envelope to Rant Media Studios, Box 95089, 370 East Broadway, Vancouver, BC, Canada, V5T1W0. And, of course, I want to thank the Army of the Flying Monkeys for their assistance in gathering data. If you have information you would like to send me, you can reach me at newsreel@rantradio.com. Be sure to sign up for the Rant Newsletter by sending an email to info@rantradio.com. If you like the music in the background, make sure you check out some Psytrance. And I'm going to fade out now with one of the tracks from my own personal collection, which I'm sure will rock. Remember, everyone, we will never defeat the enemy. We're at each other's throats. Simi, have you got anything else to add?
No, I don't think so.
Not really? No. Okay. Well, until next time, everyone, that's what server said. End of line.
Daddy?
Yes, son?
What does regret mean?
Well, son, a funny thing about regret is that it's better to regret something you have done than to regret something you haven't done. And by the way, if you see your mom this weekend, would you be sure and tell her...
Satan!
Satan!